Justin Fluke now joined by Coach David Johnson talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs 7 wins on the season and heading now to Substate with the game at Centralia coming up here on Thursday this week. Four of those wins for D-West come in the TVL, and one of them last Friday night. Coach beat Lynn. As it turned out, you wouldn't get to face Troy last night, so Lynn the last game of the regular season. But a 44-32 win, something to certainly feel good about. I think you only beat him by about a point the first time, so a little more comfortable victory there at home last Friday for you.
Well, it was good because since it was our seniors' last game at home and able to kind of come out, and we had a little trouble scoring, but I was happy with the way we played defensively. We made it tough on people, and guys weren't able to get into kind of the flow of what they wanted to do. And Lynn's got some good young kids, so I think they're going to have the, a force to be reckoned with in a couple of years. They're kind of like us and our younger freshmen, but I was happy with the way Trent Spiker and Brock Leatherman and Cole Franken and Peyton Johnson both played their last home game and executed the way we wanted to, and everybody kind of did some good things, and we were better offensively as the game went on. So, no, it was good. It was, when you always have your seniors be done and start thinking about where they were and where we've come and where you've been as a coach, you kind of start thinking about getting a little sentimental about it, but it was a good thing to see our seniors play the way they did and really play well at home, which is something we hadn't done all year.
Tough situation, not getting the game in against Troy. I know one that the guys and all teams really were looking forward to, but I guess that's in the past and is what it is. You gear up for postseason and you don't have much time to get ready. I mean, only a day or so here, and Centralia, a team you lost to earlier this season, but it's kind of an all new ball game, and certainly a lot more important one now coming up here this Thursday.
I was talking to Coach Smith earlier. I think I've played Centralia 40-some times in my coaching. I've seen enough of them to last me a lifetime. Seems like anywhere I want to go. And my team, we got to knock heads with Centralia, but they're a good program, and they're physical and big. And, the first time we played them, we were bad, and that's an understatement, but they made us look bad. So we're going to have to try and do the things that we're capable of doing, and we got to start on the offensive end. We got to execute, got to take care of the basketball. We definitely have to make them play defense. So, and then playing at their house, you're going to have to, it's a little noisy, and so we got to pay attention to what's going on and know the scout, know what we're up to. So, it's going to be, it's a battle. It's a league. That's what we get into. And, there's one thing about it, when you play somebody, you played somebody that's tough and prepare you for that next game. And we'll keep playing until they won't let us play anymore.
I know this team means a lot to you, Coach, and not just because your son is a senior on the team, but the way, these boys and this team has battled through some adversity and just with the low numbers and such. So I guess what is it was still remaining to be determined and how it finishes, I guess, that maybe you're most proud of with these boys and what they've been able to do here this season for you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and we've talked a lot about it, is the outside perception. We don't have a lot of kids, and not a lot of kids out. Maybe that'll be remedied a year from now. It probably will be remedied when things are different. It's one of those deals, you get into it. And the thing, they're just workers, and they're good kids, and they want to be coached. That's the biggest thing. They don't act like a bunch of jacklegs out on the court, which wouldn't happen if I was on the sideline anyway. That's just probably the old school in me that, you act like you've been there before. Just because you're 15, 16, and 17 years old doesn't give you the right to question an official because you think the official was wrong or not. They're an adult. Biblically, I don't even want to get into that, but it's about showing respect. And I think they've represented Donovan West like all our teams have that have either played for a state title or been in the sub-state final. And, we want to think that we want to play at the top. We want to play the best. And this group has not the skill that the other teams that we've had have, but there's the want to just as much as any team we've ever had. And, they position themselves. And really what the biggest thing is for these seniors, they never had an upper class to really show them other than Leif and Fletcher. And other than that, they didn't have anybody out for basketball. So since they were freshmen, they were having to be taught or led and learn as they go along. And like a lot of schools that have seniors that have been there and know the place, and these guys have done that. I think when Creighton was sick, when we played Lynn, or Valley Heights, in the league tournament, we only had six. We had guys sick, and Brock Leatherman came to the front of the bus and got the board and was back there showing the freshmen and Cole and Trent what, you know, do, and, you know, just kind of making sure everybody knew what's going on. That's leadership. That's being a grown man. And I can't say enough about those seniors and that. And I've had these guys since they were little. And, you know, that's the thing I'm most proud of, you know, whether or not they're basketball players or whether we go on or what we're going to do. Like I said, we're going to play as hard as we can until they tell us we can't anymore. They're going to be successful in life because of that. And that's the thing I guess I'm most proud of. I don't have to worry about this team acting like a bunch of fools on the court.
Good stuff, Coach. Always enjoy our chats. Best of luck in Substate on Thursday and finishing out the season.
You bet. Thank you, Justin.
David Johnson, head coach of the Mustang Boys. The D-West Locker Room Chats are sponsored all season long by Johnson Ag, by Triple L Tire, and by the Medina State Bank and Bank of Highland.